Hi, this is Jackson Fong, and you're listening to another audio devotional from CEFC Student Ministries. This week, it is week two from the series, The Me I Wanna Be, Becoming God's Best Version of Me. And this series is done by a guy named John Ortberg, who's got a tremendous ministry. What we're doing is we're simply taking a couple of the concepts and we're looking a little deeper through Scripture and kind of highlighting some of the stuff that he says, but really pulling out the principles and the concepts from Scripture. This week is week two, and it's the idea of renewing my mind. And today, as we talk about the idea of renewing our mind, it's the idea of before you can do anything, you got to take some time to think about it. And to change an action, to change a habit, to change a practice, it starts off by changing the way we think and how we think and what we think about. But before we do that, why don't we go ahead and ask God to speak to us as we take some time to look at what Scripture says. Dear God, thanks for today. Thank you for the time together. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you would speak to us, that you would show us the truth that you have for us. And so, Lord, we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, we're going to be looking at the book of Colossians. And we're just going to look at a couple verses taken out of Colossians chapter 3. And as we look at this passage, it'll give us some highlights as far as why we need to change some of the things that we think, what we need to think about, why we need to think about it, and how do we do it. So let's go ahead and let's look at this passage. Colossians chapter 3, starting off with verse 1. We'll be reading out of the New Living Translation, just because it's been written to be spoken aloud and read aloud. If you got another passage or another translation, feel free to read along. And I'd encourage you to note the differences. Note why it says what it says. Again, as we talked about last week, we talked about the idea that we're all different and we learn differently and we understand things differently. And this is the reason why we have different translations of the Bible. But the beautiful thing is when you look at Scripture, regardless of what translation you look at, the core truths always stay the same. So, let's go ahead and let's look at this. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Living the new life. Since you have been raised to new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. Think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And with Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all his glory. Let's take a little bit of time. Let's kind of chew on this passage. It starts off with, since you've been raised to new life with Christ. It starts off with this idea that when Paul writes to the Church of Colossians, he's writing to believers. And so if you have a personal relationship with Christ, if you really believe with all your heart of that Jesus is the Son of God, that he was born on this planet as a result of God just creating him through Mary, if you really believe that Jesus chose to die a death he didn't deserve, was buried and was raised from the grave, and you give God your entire life, your entire being, it sets up that it's different. You don't have to hang on to your past. You can let it go. And it talks about setting your sights on the realities of heaven, it's like refocusing. Regardless if you're any good at archery, or if you're a marksman, if you hunt, or if you just like playing the Wii or the Xbox or the PS3 or whatever, those first-person shooters, when you set your sights on something, you're focused on something, you push your goal. It's something you're striving for. It's something you zoom into. And the encouragement here is that we would take this time and energy and effort to put that as our focus, put the reality of heaven and what God promises us as a focus. Verse 2, it says, think about the things of heaven, not the things of earth. What's different between the things of heaven and the things of earth? The things of earth are things that they come and they go. They're temporal. If you think about the whatever the game system that you have or a phone that you might have, within time, those things, they go away. You can get the best computer on the planet. Within a couple of years, it's almost like it's obsolete, like it's not worth anything anymore. Even some of the things that are worth a little more, like a car or a house, the truth is, those things, without maintenance, they fall apart. And even with maintenance, sooner or later, you got to replace it. But the things of heaven are things that can't be taken away. The things of heaven, like love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, honor, relationships, those are things that can go on forever. These are the things that God calls us to hang on to, the things to focus on. And the reason why, again, verse 3, it spells it out for us. For you died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ and God. Sometimes we don't always see the truth and the validity and the value of what God has for us. Because we're surrounded by what's going on here in this life. We're surrounded by all the stuff here on this earth. But to be able to take time out and look past it. If something's hidden, you got to look for it. You got to search for it. So we're called to take some time to focus and to search for what God has for us. Because it's the truth and it's the reality and it's stuff to shoot for, it's stuff to push for, it's the goal that God has for us. And if you're a believer, it's the challenge to go find it. And again, if we forget, verse 4, when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to those, to the whole world, you will share in all His glory. Our relationship with Christ should be so intense. It should envelop all of who we are. It's kind of like having a pie with no filling. That's kind of silly. But when you have a pie, you focus on what the filling is. And for our lives, Christ should be our filling. And the promise is that we will share in all His glory, that we have stuff to look forward to. We have the relationships to look forward to. We have the promises of all the things to look forward to. So what does your life look like? When you look at your life, what are you thinking about? How much of life with God do you think about? How much of Christ do you think about? Or do we get distracted by all the stuff going on today? The struggles with homework, with school, with family, with friends, with potential boyfriends or girlfriends? Do we let that eat away our lives? The challenge here is to go past that and to focus on what God has for us. There are so many different ways to do that. If you're interested in looking more into that, I'd encourage you to take some time and read the whole chapter. Read Colossians chapter 3 and maybe just focus, maybe instead of reading the whole chapter, maybe just focus on verses 1 to 17. There's some great ways to figure out how to do that by just reading those passages. At the same time, you can also check out 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 1 to 13. The idea of, well, how do you take your thoughts captive? How do you really control the things you think about, the things that you focus on? Some of those passages will hopefully give you a hand help you figure out how to do that. The simple challenge here is, instead of focusing on the stuff that's distracting, focusing on the stuff of this earth, focusing on the stuff that's temporary, choose to focus on something deeper. For additional information, other video and audio options, check out cefcyouth.com. And until then, God bless and have a good one.